KCRW sponsors include Disney, presenting Young Woman and the Sea, an incredible true story from producer Jerry Bruckheimer and starring Daisy Ridley, now playing in select theaters.
This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Earlier this month, Cash App founder Bob Lee was fatally stabbed in San Francisco. His death was national news. Once again, the city accused of being an out-of-control crime magnet. Tech leaders, including Elon Musk, were especially vocal that San Francisco officials were not doing enough to protect the public, and they were quick to paint the incident as a random mugging gone awry. Well, it turns out Lee knew his alleged murderer. Last week, police charged fellow tech entrepreneur Nima Momani. Overall, San Francisco has a lower violent crime rate and a lower murder rate than most other big cities. But that is cold comfort for many San Franciscans. Surveys find they feel unsafe, more unsafe now than they have in decades. We're going to talk about this now with Susie Nielsen. She's a data reporter at the San Francisco Chronicle. Hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, first let's get the lay of the land. Since you are a data reporter, you have facts at your fingertips. What are the statistics when it comes to homicide and overall violent crime in San Francisco?
Yeah, so the killing of Bob Lee really resurfaced a lot of these debates about violent crime in San Francisco. The data does kind of tell this one actually very positive picture of the situation, which is that over the last several decades, violent crime rates in the city have gone down steadily and significantly. As of the last several years, violent crime in San Francisco is near its historic low point. It's lower than at any point since the 1960s. And furthermore, San Francisco does not have a very particularly high violent crime rate compared to other cities right now. Its violent crime rate is lower than Seattle, New York, Los Angeles, Indianapolis, to name a few of the cities that it's lower than.
Wow. Okay, so what about property crime, though? Is that's up, right?
Yeah, so unfortunately, there's a less positive story to tell about property crime. San Francisco has the second highest property crime rate of any major city in California. It's second only to Oakland. And, you know, I think anecdotally, many residents can tell you about car break-ins they see happen on a regular basis. It's pretty rampant here in San Francisco.
So car break-ins are rampant. Also, Whole Foods recently said it's temporarily closing its location at 8th and Market. It's flagship store that opened just a year ago to ensure the safety of its employees. What was that about?
Yeah, so that Whole Foods had, experienced a fair amount of what I would call public order issues. So, you know, there were people doing drugs in the bathrooms and there was some concern about shoplifting. Although we've seen in the past that stores will use shoplifting as an example or reason that they're closing. But then we find out later that they are maybe citing misleading statistics. Not to say that's what happened mm-hmm. at Foods, but I know that many stores in San Francisco's downtown are suffering due to a lack of foot traffic. And so I think it's probably a combination of those things that's causing these issues at Whole Foods. I know that many employees have voiced safety concerns. And, you know, I think that area is where a lot of open air drug use happens. And a lot of homeless folks are in that area. And, you know, if you're not used to seeing people in visible mental or physical distress, that could possibly make you feel unsafe.
Hmm. Right. And so does that get at the bigger issue, which is this disconnect between the actual crime statistics and the feeling amongst many people who live in San Francisco that the city is unsafe, that they're just seeing a lot of unhoused people, they're seeing a lot of open air drug use, and they feel that the city is unsafe?
Yes. So, you know, I spoke with crime media researcher Pamela Mejia about this issue because, you know, one thing that I've noticed as I've been covering crime trends in the city for the last couple of years, and I've noticed that even while the stats show us one thing, which is that violent crime has gone down, the number of unsheltered, unhoused people went down actually over the last couple of years. Yet pretty much, you know, the vast majority of San Franciscans say that they feel that things are getting worse. And I think there are a couple of reasons for that. I think part of the issue is that there are fewer people who are sheltered that are kind of going into the city center. So it may appear that there are more unhoused people and there's more open air drug use because there are fewer people who aren't doing that to kind of balance it out. So the perception is that there is more. I also think that the last couple of years, San Francisco, I will say, drug use is a huge concern in the city, and the number of overdoses during the pandemic has really exploded. We don't have great data on drug use rates because drug use isn't policed as heavily in San Francisco as some other, violent crimes like assault. So we don't have a really good number on how much drug use is really happening. It's, really hard to track, but the overdose deaths have just exploded, and that's, a public health crisis for the city.
Right. So let me play a clip of tape from the San Francisco Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin last week, I believe it was last week at the meeting, calling for new approaches. He really expressed some frustration on the part of the board with crime and homelessness and drug abuse, exactly what you're talking about. And he included a direct challenge to Mayor London Breed. He wants to hold the next Q&A, question time, I guess it's called, with the mayor at a place where he says is the epicenter of all this, and that's United Nations Plaza.
I think we are all clear. We are losing too many San Franciscans to drug overdoses. We are seeing too many businesses shutter and close because their customers and employees and residents feel unsafe. We are seeing too many families leave our city because we can't take care of everyone in our city, and it needs to stop.
So it has become this major issue in San Francisco. If it's not, if the crime statistics are low, as you say, or the violent crime statistics are still low, there is still this feeling that nothing is being done on the part of the elected officials, and that, as he says, needs to stop. So where does it go from here?
Yeah, the city's response is, it's really challenging because you have these different factions in the city. I know that many moderate leaders of the tech industry are calling for more increased policing, and District Attorney Brooke Jenkins has pledged to more heavily prosecute people who are accused of dealing large amounts of drugs, specifically fentanyl, which has claimed so many lives. We have not really seen her policies cause a reversal or a decline in overdose deaths yet. I think, a lot of folks will say, we can't prosecute our way out of this problem. But I think that, many people are just kind of frustrated because we're trying many things, but maybe people are critical of the kind of continuity of those approaches. And maybe, I don't know. I think everybody's kind of in disagreement, but we all agree on what the problem is.
Right. And then it just feeds on itself, right? When you have Whole Foods leaving because of safety issues, then it actually does become more unsafe when a big store closes down in the heart of downtown. There's less foot traffic. There's less reason for people to come downtown. And then crime can also fester. I mean, that hasn't happened so far, as you say, in terms of violent crime, but it can still lead to the feeling that the city isn't safe.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's scary for the city is that, economists have predicted that San Francisco is heading towards this so-called doom loop where, there will be fewer and fewer people coming in and more stores will close, and then fewer people will have fewer reasons to come in. And then, a lot of this business and industry will shut down. And a lot of that is because, people feel unsafe or they don't feel comfortable in an area where, as I said, there's a lot of human misery, and people are calling upon the leaders of the city to do something about that. I don't think any of us want to live in a city with so much suffering that we have to experience directly. And the people who are suffering the most are the people who are actually on the streets and not housed.
Absolutely. Well, we're facing similar issues here in Los Angeles. Susie, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Susie Nielsen, data reporter at the San Francisco Chronicle. Coming up, Little Richard was one of the architects of rock and roll. How an openly queer black Southern man influenced everyone from Elvis to the Beatles to Prince to Lil Nas X. That's next on Press Play.